You certainly want to talk about our top story this morning, and BBC Radio Senate listeners throwing their support behind a campaign to allow veterans who've been awarded a Malaysian War Medal to wear it to commemorative events. This is what we were talking about on the show yesterday. Since then, look at all these, or listen to all these, emails from around the UK and indeed around the world. A whole pile of them here. Thank you very much indeed for getting in touch over the last 24 hours. Now, yesterday on this show, we told you the story of how veterans in the South won't be allowed to wear the soon-to-be-awarded medal in recognition for their services, although other foreign ones can be worn with pride. And you've been in touch on the newsmaker lines. Here's a sample of what you had to say.
Dave Cook, and I'm from Runcorn in Cheshire. I feel completely devalued by our government. Not only that, I think it's discourteous to the King, or the Agong of Malaysia, and his government, who have seen fit to award this medal to the veterans who assisted in times of conflict. You know, it's not just the case of people going out there, being there, coming home and getting a medal. We lost servicemen, we lost people out there, killed in the line of duty.
My name is Doris Burtsell. They've done a wonderful job, and I think they should be able to wear their medals. These people that refusing to let them wear their medals, they were in their nappies when this was going on.
This is Mr. Burtsell. I don't think medals are meant to put in a drawer. They're meant to be wear to show that you what you've done. I think everybody who does that sort of thing wants to be should be recognised and awarded for it.
Yeah, it's Vic from Weymouth. See, I thought it was disgusting that not allowed to wear their medals that they got from Malaysia. It's honouring that and pride of what they've done, but also it's a way of that country saying thank you for what you did do.
Yeah, I'm John from Portland. The people that give you these medals, they don't just give them to you for, you know, oh, thank you for turning up. They give you them for in appreciation of what you've perhaps have fought and died for in their theatre of war. And people should be allowed to wear those medals with pride. It shouldn't be poo-pooed by the bureaucracy of the government to today. So I'm very, very much in support of these people.
My name is Paul Alders from Birmingham, but I live in Coventry. It's difficult to explain to a civilian what it means to wear a medal with honour. Yes, I could put this medal on and put two fingers up to the establishments, but it's not the same. It's meaningless. We had a civil servant call it a trinket. It is not. It's a medal of honour. It's the Malaysian Service Medal. And to wear that medal is to, A, pride, B, remember those who didn't come back. There's a mate of mine out there, age 20. He'll be 20 for eternity. He's in a grave in Singapore. You know, I'm sorry it stinks what the civil service is doing to us.
And that's just a sample of people who got in touch with the station over the last 24 hours. Thank you very much indeed for all your emails and comments. Keep them coming. I will pass them on to the powers that be, I promise. Ten past 7, the Julian Clare Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Scotland. In a moment, after the travel news, we'll be talking to Barry Fleming, who runs the Fight to Wear This Medal, the Pinjat Yasa Malaysia website. We'll talk to him in a few moments' time. And, of course, if you want to join in the conversation on the phones or the emails, here's the number, 0845 30 30 961, and you can email me, Julian Clegg, without the dot, at bbc.co.uk. More on the way in a moment.